I'm a pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for a very, very long time. I've never worked anywhere else but the NHS. And my sole aim in life is to make medicine safe for patients to use. Now, I'd been at the Royal for about 10 years, and I realised that things needed to change if we were going to make things better. And one of my gripes has always been, as John said so eloquently in the first presentation, that hospitals don't tend to talk too well to those outside of secondary care. So one of my ideas was to look at doing things in a different way. You can make medicines better for patients by looking at the processes behind how the patients get to the medicines. So, we've always had a reputation at the Royal for being different. We introduced a robot into our dispensary in 2002. This doesn't look like a Dalek, it's simply a system of shelves that has little whizzy things that go along and pick the drugs for you. A terribly expensive way, but what it does is it cuts down on all the errors of choosing the wrong drug off the shelf. So it was much better, and we started a revolution because everybody went with it after that. We also were using pharmacists, trained pharmacists and technicians to purchase medicines. That's illogical because you have no training in how to purchase medicines. So if you have the clinical expertise and can work with somebody who's qualified as a purchasing professional, then you get a much better system. So we were the first hospital to do that, and now lots of other people do it. But the most important thing, and probably one of the crucial partnerships that I've formed in the 16 years I've been in Liverpool, is that we formed with Lloyds Pharmacy in 2008. We worked with them to see if they could provide a better service for our outpatients. We were seeing hundreds and hundreds of outpatients. £10 million worth of outpatient prescribing was done every year. And that was competing with all the inpatient prescribing and all the clinical trials and all the other things we did. So we didn't provide a good service. So I thought, well, what do community pharmacists do? They dispense for people just like outpatients. They're not sick enough to be in hospital. They're well enough to need a prescription from a healthcare professional. So we set about setting up that service. And little did I know that that was going to be the start of a really major partnership. Over the years, we realised that this partnership was synergistic. We were able to develop lots of different things together that was much more powerful than either of us working alone. And I said, well, we need to make this permanent. We need to look at this. We need to get this in a research category. So we went to John Moores and we said, would you like to work with us? The School of Pharmacy at John Moores said, yep, we don't know of anything else like this in the country. So we're the NHS and they're an academic institution, so neither of us had any money. So we went to Silesio and they said, this is where we want to be. We want to develop. We don't want to be a shop. We want to be a healthcare resource. And they have funded the Centre for Pharmacy Innovation. And what we've done is we've come up with a partnership stream of research. And that research is looking at putting clinical pharmacy practice into the middle of developing systems that will improve patient care. So we put the patient right at the centre of what we were doing. And we decided that we needed to strengthen the evidence that was out there by looking at what hospitals can do, what academia can do, and what community pharmacy can do. So we decided that there would be two streams. There would be a research stream, but there would also be an education stream. And one of the things that we felt was that community pharmacy, because it's not strictly part of the NHS, they're individual practitioners contracted to the NHS, there weren't opportunities for these people to enter into research, and no research into education and research, but no education streams were designed specifically for them. And that's where we turned to Silesio and the university to come up with a new way forward. So I'm going to hand over to Adam.
Thank you. So a key reason for Silesio's involvement with the Pharmacy Centre for Pharmacy Innovation was our desire to innovate and to do new services that branched across secondary care and primary care. And a way to deliver those innovative services is to research them, to get the academic rigour that sits behind them to make sure we're building services that cross the boundaries of primary and secondary care with the evidence base behind them. So a key driver to the Centre for Pharmacy Innovation is one of our PhD students who is doing research into the discharge pathways, so moving patients from secondary care into primary care, looking at what the challenges are, the pitfalls, the problems, where things can be improved, and where, importantly, where medicines optimization can really make an impact in that patient's outcomes. The outcomes for those papers, so there's two papers being published around patient discharge processes and the patient perspective, have led to a more streamlined approach to discharge, especially with all the wraparound added-on services that can really make an impact to the medicines optimization of a patient. So what next to that? It's turning it into a reality. So a key piece of the work we're doing now with the centre and working with the Lloyds Pharmacy, part of the Solicio business that we have, and with the Royal, is turning that research into a reality. And that's a really important thing for us to do. We can make as many theories as possible about how things can be better in an academic way, but how do we actually get tangible outputs from that? So we're turning this into a pilot now, so we can look at patients, the pathway from a secondary care environment into a primary care environment, and increasing the patient outcomes, measuring those outcomes, and doing a postdoc piece of research into how we can make that impact. Additional projects that we're looking at is not just utilisation of PhD students, but developing an MSc student programme and courses that can do additional research into community pharmacy and secondary care environment interfaces. We're looking at different sources of funding, linking with the pharmaceutical industry, because it's a key part of that, linking in around things around patient adherence, patient support programmes to increase adherence through medicines optimisation, and then all the different parts around upskilling pharmacists. That education part of the Centre for Pharmacy Innovation is strengthening the knowledge base of our community pharmacy colleagues. So community pharmacy typically has always been seen as the poor relation of the secondary care pharmacy. We are the non-clinical pharmacists, and I have an absolute, it sticks in my craw, a horrible feeling about people who use the word clinical pharmacist and community pharmacist. They're just pharmacists. Let's break down that barrier we've created. And that's what the education part of the Centre for Pharmacy Innovation is doing, educating people to one level and one standard. So we have teacher practitioners working within Liverpool John Moores, and they're teacher practitioners who work from the secondary care, primary care environment, putting some real life examples to the education of our undergraduates, making sure that they're fit for practice when they're coming out and they know what they're expecting to face into for the future of pharmacy. And then from an additional opportunities perspective of what we're looking at the moment, we're looking at pharmacists and GP surgeries. You can't escape that within the news and the funding that's out there and all the changes that are coming to the pharmacist role. So what are we doing with our pharmacists to make them fit and ready for that job that they'll have in a GP practice? What are the courses we can develop with the university, with secondary care providers like the Royal, with Lloyd's Pharmacy, to make sure the pharmacists that we create are top class to deliver the medicines optimization? We're looking at new contracts, new partners, like I said before, with the pharmaceutical industry to make sure we tie that up even more. The pharmaceutical industry is not the dirty partner in the background we shouldn't talk about. Actually, there's a lot of research and information we can build into the work we're doing with the centre there as well. And then finally, most importantly, around electronic transfer of patient records. You're only as good as the information you have on that patient. The gentleman at the start who gave us a wonderful piece of information there saying, nothing talks to each other, which is just ridiculous in this day and age. How do we know what we're doing if this person doesn't know what this person's doing? So how do we get better at that from a pharmacy perspective? And that's a key point for us moving forward.
So what we've done is we've set up a bridge between secondary care, academia, and primary care. And it is the first of its kind in the country. And what we're able to do is we're able to look at opportunities that no one else is able to look at. We're going to have to look at funding opportunities because we need to fund future research. We talked about technology and how it's developed, but drugs have developed into really high-tech drugs. We've got drugs that need injections every week, but these can be done in the patient's own homes now, which involves nurses going out and seeing patients, etc. Why couldn't the local pharmacy coordinate all of that? Why couldn't we have, like we have dialysis clinics, why couldn't we have centres where people can go, see a healthcare professional, have their medicines and go home again without ever having to come near a hospital? So what we're looking at now is saying, don't stand still. Don't let's just say we've done lots. Let's say we've got a lot more to do. And that's what our motto at the Centre for Pharmacy Innovation is. Thank you.